It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some low-income Coloradans and people of color will soon be eligible for state seed money to grow their cannabis businesses. CPR's Natalia Navarro has more.
Colorado's legislature has passed a bill which will allocate $4 million to a new fund for marijuana entrepreneurs, with a special focus on equity. The Denver Business Journal reports Governor Jared Polis is expected to sign the bill into law. The money will go toward grants, loans, and other assistance for new businesses in the hopes of diversifying the industry. Among other criteria, people may be eligible if they are low income or have family members impacted by past marijuana arrests. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
RTD could raise its parking fees under a new bill under consideration at the state capitol. The bill would give RTD more flexibility to lower its fares and contract out more of its services to private companies and other organizations. Lawmakers aren't the only ones pushing for change at the state capitol. CPR's Andrew Kenny explains why young staffers are getting organized.
Aya Ziada is one of the most experienced staffers working for a state lawmaker this year.
I love my boss. I love the work that I do.
But it will likely be her third and final session on the job, which includes duties from helping constituents to organizing meetings on important bills. She says the $15 an hour wages without benefits just aren't sustainable.
At the end of the day, I am building a career out of this, and now I'm 24.
Before she goes, she's helping to launch an open union for political workers. Membership won't be mandatory, and the new guild won't have bargaining powers, but they're hoping to convince state lawmakers that higher wages will mean a more diverse group of people can afford to work in politics. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The Aspen Santa Fe Ballet is ending its dance company after 25 years. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
The coronavirus pandemic has dropped the curtains on a Colorado dance institution. The Aspen Santa Fe Ballet has dissolved its 11-member contemporary dance group. The dancers were furloughed in September. The company will now focus on education and outreach, including its popular after-school folklorico program. It will continue to operate its school throughout 5 locations in Roaring Fork Valley and Santa Fe. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Temperatures are fairly warm again today, but getting cooler tomorrow and through the rest of the week. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.